Hey everyone, this is Chili Chilton. Today I want to be super transparent and vulnerable with you. Not that I'm not normally, but this is one of those topics that you might listen today and think, I don't want to follow Chili anymore. I get it. I want to talk about indifference. When you feel like maybe it doesn't matter that what you do, where you sacrifice, how much you push, in the end, really doesn't have much of a difference on other people. And maybe in your own life, it seems to take a toll or strain the family or hurt the finances. And maybe because that's a little close to me right now, how I feel, it's something that I wrestle with. But I want to talk about it in this podcast because I know I'm not alone. Listening to the news and seeing world events and seeing our church's responses and seeing the Christian dialogue and the political landscape and all of the things going on in American culture, man, it doesn't really give a lot of hope or excitement about the future or about how we can engage and find joy and find fulfillment. Indifference, simply, I believe, is a lack of interest or a lack of concern or a lack of sympathy. It's finding things unimportant and without value. And sometimes you have these times that you look back on your life and go, did I really make a difference? The enemy, of course, is right there to say, no, you didn't. You didn't make a difference. In fact, you screwed everything up. I've had times when I've looked at my life, and I'm in one of those times, if I'm honest, where I'm not getting a standing ovation from my family about the decisions I've made and the steps that I believe God's led me to take. That I don't want the places I've left to do worse, but it's weird when they seem to not even care and appreciate anything I contributed and or even remember that maybe I'm out there. If I'm just being honest, it doesn't mean that my honest feelings are right feelings. Maybe I should spend more time talking to the Lord before I talk to you, but I want us to find common ground on this. I want you to be able to say, yes, there's someone who understands, there's someone who knows what I'm feeling, because sometimes we don't feel like being good. We don't feel like we're gaining things from time and prayer and study and sacrifice and serving and smiling and giving. We wrestle with it because we live in an instant reward culture. We want immediate satisfaction, and especially this next generation, that if they post something, within seconds they have responses, pluses and hearts and replies. So when things are quiet and things are not responsive, it's easy to begin to write a narrative in your mind that says, you don't matter. No one needs you. And nothing you really did ultimately changed anything. Those are the words of the enemy as he attacks us, as he isolates us. He wants us to fall back in the pack. You know how lions or cheetahs or other beasts will look for the small zebra at the back of the pack or the small wildebeest that's limping, and then they go after it. The enemy doesn't want you to flip off Christianity and walk away and be angry. Although they wouldn't mind that either. I suppose the devil's a punk. But he would like us to feel sorry for ourselves and just kind of think it doesn't matter, slow down, get off pace, isolate, limp a little, and then the enemy, like a roaring lion, will just pounce and make everything even worse. And so, no, I don't want to be that one. I don't want to be in the back of the pack. I don't want to be the limping zebra. But I also don't want to be the phony, fake, always got a catchphrase for every situation we face in life, superstar Christian, if it's not real. I want empathy to flow from my heart because my heart's with Jesus. And so when we're in those times of indifference, maybe a few things we can do is, you know, remember those times that you were thriving. Remember the people that mean the most, and get back to those things. Return to the familiar, return to the real, return to the honest, return to the impact. Reach out to those people that are close to you. In the last 3 months, I've had deep commitment and conversation with people that I've known for 20 or 30 years that have called me out of the blue or texted me out of the blue or reached out. And I've also had people that I've only known in the last year that appreciate my life and want to be my friend even at the risk of their other Christian friends. Isn't that a crazy thought? That we can't be friends because of our other Christian friends? But I appreciate those that have said, hey, we're friends. Doesn't matter. And talking to each other, venting, praying, spending time. It's important to have people in your life like that. Sometimes you need to get out of that indifference. You got to kind of like reset things. Get a fresh start at something. Buy a new Bible or journal. Add a new discipline or devotion to your life. A new exercise, a new walking program, a new diet. Something that will just kind of get you out of the pattern that you're in and get you moving again. You know, because God doesn't have to call you to every fast. Sometimes fasting, changing your diet, changing your mindset can really help you find a new path or discipline. I'm walking into a new season of fasting in a very specific area in the next few weeks, and I'm looking forward to it for that very reason, just to reset some things in my own life. You know, obviously, you got to talk to your friends. Talk to your friends. Tell them you're struggling. Tell them that you're having crazy thoughts. Tell them that you sometimes want to walk away from it. Tell them that you doubt, you question. It's okay. And you can certainly tell all that stuff to God, because he's the friend that sticks closer to the brother. In the middle of all of this time where you feel like nobody cares, no one listens, he's been listening closer than ever. So ultimately, get on your face. You know, wherever it was that you lost that zeal, that relevant, real relationship with Jesus, get back to that spot and just talk to him. Be honest. You know, we have rough days, we have rough seasons, we have times of indifference. But you know what? God doesn't see you differently, even when you have indifference. He still loves you, he still believes, he still has good things, great things planned for your life. I encourage you today to be an encourager to yourself. to believe. To humble yourself and stop being so critical and hurtful to you. Stop believing that other people are thinking horrible thoughts, even if they are. Let God tell you who you are. Let God tell you what He made you to do. And then just get after that again. Do something today, if you're battling indifference, to bless someone else. And if you can do it secretly, do it. I used to call it the secret service. Bless somebody without them knowing who blessed them. So that you in your heart will know. I didn't do it for a pat on the back. Or so that they'll start thinking again, oh, he's awesome. But simply because that's the kind of stuff Jesus does every day in our own lives. And he's the role model. He's the example. Yeah. So Chili Chilton has battled some indifference. I'm being straight up out there with you. But I didn't find a hole to hide in. And I'm telling everyone that listens to this podcast, simply because we're in life together. Walking together doesn't mean that we have no flaws or we have no imperfections. Come on, we all do. But there's power in confession. And sometimes when you get it out of your mouth and out of your head, you realize that it's not as big and ugly and horrible as you thought it was, as the enemy wanted you to be so ashamed to tell anyone. I'm just going to tell everyone. And at the end of the day, I go, I'm still a child of God. My life is most joyful when I'm pleasing Him and serving my family and those that God has brought into my life. I can do that today. So can you. So let's do it. Let's have a weekend that we make a difference. Hey, it's Father's Day weekend. And I don't know what your father relationship's like, but you got a father in heaven that deserves your very best. Let's do it. Put a smile on. Get back after our best life. Peace.